Kathy Fortin has decided to run for a position as a trustee on School District No. 57's, SD 57, Board of Education as a new challenge to celebrate turning 70 years old. "I haven't a clue what I am doing. This is so out of my realm, it is daunting. But that is what challenges are all about, getting out of a person's comfort zone," said Fortin. Fortin spent her career in a variety of different jobs. She worked as a weather observer in McKenzie from 1974 to 86 and as a forest tech from 1989 to 93, and then in the Forest Resource Training Program from 1994 to 97. She has also been driving taxis sporadically since 1986, which is the year she moved to Prince George. "I know this city, physically, better than I know the back of my hand," said Fortin. "I have been involved with a number of organizations over the years, including Toastmasters, the Meals on Wheels program, and a forest advisory committee we had for a few years established to mitigate forest fire issues within the city limits and Theater Northwest, to name a few." She said she knows a lot of people in the city from many different backgrounds and on many different levels and is good at connecting people of similar interests and concerns. "I have no idea what the most important issues are for South Dakota 57. With my teaching and supervising experience, my focus will be on the students," said Fortin. "I connect well and enjoy children and young adults. I have lost touch with them and look forward to meeting students and learning what makes them tick these days." Fortin said her passion is learning and she loves to teach what she learns to others, and she plans on learning how to make cheddar cheese on election day. She is also a member of the PG Beekeepers but is currently bee-less and hopes to populate her top bar hive next spring. "I don't think I am the best person for school trustee. I would just like to have a voice in our kids' and grandkids' education," said Fortin. On October 15, voters will have to elect five trustees to represent Prince George on the Board of Education.